So, my first concert, Esmeralda.
Interesting.
And you got to look at Jim Dandy.
I did.
He's a handsome man.
Oh, boy. I saw a band picture with him, and everyone else was wearing, you know, just jeans and t-shirts, and he was wearing no shirt, some shorts, and, I don't know, some weird shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, it was mid-70s, you know.
Yeah, but everyone else is like, yeah, no, we came with our shirts and our jeans.
Not Jim Dandy.
And he was like, hey!
You know, he used to play washboard on stage.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Peter in Decatur, that was Uncle Elijah by Black Oak Arkansas. Today is his birthday, Peter. Peter, happy birthday, Peter. Yeah. Brought back some terrifying memories from my childhood.
That's what he chose.
Yeah. So, anyway, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! Look, Esmeralda, look who it is.
Oh, my.
It's Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How are you?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
Good, good.
How was the flight?
Not bad.
Yeah?
Not bad. Slip says hello.
Oh, Slip. Oh, right, yeah. We'll have to see Slip at some point.
Yep.
You guys going to go see your dad, Kip?
Yep. That's the plan.
That's the plan.
Where's your dad?
California.
Oh, retired out there. He retired out in California?
Yeah.
What did he used to do?
Well, he used to run vaudevillian game shows. So, back in the day, we used to travel with the vaudeville crew, and he would put on these various game shows for people.
Right.
Wow. Runs in the family.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how we got inspired.
Kip Skipley, the vaudevillian game show host. Okay.
Wow. We'll have to look him up later.
Yeah.
Wikipedia him.
I'm sure he's in a Hall of Fame somewhere.
Gotta be.
Yep.
All right.
Knew all the greats.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome.
Thanks.
And welcome back from retirement.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
All right. And this is when we play pop-up video. This is based on the VH1. Boy, did that light just get brighter, or am I out of my mind? I think we just had a little surge.
I think things just got,
I'm not kidding. Didn't
I almost feel like they're getting even brighter.
I think something just got a little, I thought it was a little brighter in here. All right. That's cool. It's fine. I don't care. I need a tan. So pop-up video based on the famous VH1 TV show from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It was a board game, and we have it, and we answer questions about specific videos and songs and pop culture-related things to that. Right? Can we hear the thing with the thing, Skip? Pop-up video. There it is, man. Pop-up video. Okay, and I'm first as usual, correct? Because we want to build everything up for the cats, so we get the most
They're circling right now. The
most cat quotient.
Yeah.
And Dave's not here yet with his army of cats and his cape and his hat. And we have to wait.
We have so many cats behind you.
It's a lot to get through.
It is
traffic.
All right. What do we got?
I'm just surprised Esmeralda doesn't do the cat traffic.
You know, do a mental one.
Oh, that's smart.
For Dave, but no one else.
Because, I mean, really, it's only impacting this area. I mean,
right.
It's a couple block stretch at this point.
It's just Dave that's affecting.
Dave has to get through the traffic with his cats.
Mr. DiGilio,
what happened?
Please provide us a line or two from Janet Jackson's What Have You Done For Me Lately?
What have you done for me lately?
Do, 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 do.
Ooh, yeah. What have you done for me lately?
Do, 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 do.
Ooh, yeah.
I think it's the first time we've ever had a duet. Well,
really?
That was good, I think.
No, there's been a couple
I think we did a couple. I've chimed in. Yeah, I think I chimed in. I chimed in when you couldn't do Madonna.
Yeah, but no,
oh,
but
oh, God,
I've
that's
going
to show up on tomorrow.
I've chimed in, though, like, for little bits of music.
Yeah.
To add on.
What was it that you couldn't do? Material Girl. You couldn't sing. You couldn't remember.
Or Vogue. They just kind of, and then I left, and I was singing Vogue. I'm like, really?
That happens every time we do this, Esmeralda. Every time we do this bit, like, I could think of all the lyrics to whatever song it was. Like, I can't think of a verse of What Have You Done For Me Lately right now.
I don't think I've ever known a verse.
I used to. I love that. I love Janet Jackson, but okay. All right. So that was a point for me, I think?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Esmeralda, much of this video is shot in a location that shares the title of what 1982 film starring Kevin Bacon and Ellen Barkin?
Uh.
Much of this video is shot in a location. Uh-huh. It happens to have the same title as a 1982 film with Kevin Bacon and Ellen Barkin.
Oh, okay. The Footloose.
No.
I know it's not Footloose, but that's all I got.
Diner.
That's correct, diner.
Oh, that's right. It is in a, I remember it is in a diner.
Yeah. Yeah. Good movie, too. Diner. Good movie. All right.
Janet's Good Time co-star Esther Rolle played a character with the same name as what state?
Florida.
Florida is correct.
Yeah. Good times.
Esmeralda. One of Janet's brothers has the same first name as what larger-than-life actor?
I gotta think of the whammy on this card.
One of Janet's brothers has the same first name as what larger-than-life actor?
Oh, man.
One of the keywords is larger.
Yeah, and it's not helping any. Dang. I can't even think of this brother's names. Let's see, there's Michael. Jeffy?
Jeffy? Is he the unknown Jackson?
Yeah,
what?
He's the one they didn't
He's
bring
still
along.
In Gary? He's still hanging out in Gary?
I don't know.
The unknown Jackson.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeffy Jackson.
He's an accountant.
Yeah. It's Marlon.
Oh, Marlon. Yeah. I forgot about
Marlon.
All of them.
All of Marlon's. No Marlon Brando.
No, and just all the
Jackson brothers. Well, so is Michael and Janet.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's the one everyone knows?
Jermaine.
I think I was trying to get the ball rolling and I couldn't think of his.
I think Jermaine is probably the most popular outside of Michael.
He's the one that's always speaking up.
Yeah, and he actually had some hit songs on his own.
Yeah. He had that one with that video where they're in neon prison outfits.
I think that's a Jackson song.
Is it? Oh, is it?
I think it's without Michael. From Victory or whatever?
I don't think Michael's in it.
Oh. Well, I mean, the Jacksons did release albums without him.
Oh, okay.
They didn't sell.
I only know that because of pop-up video.
They didn't. Well, maybe we'll learn more about that on the other side of this card.
Maybe.
All right. What happened now, Skip?
All extra credit questions are multiple choice.
Uh-oh! It's 2-0 by the way. I wanted to just mention that. Mm-hmm.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
Which of the following is not a definition of the word done, spelled D-U-N? Which of the following is not a definition of the word done, D-U-N? Is it A, a horse, a B, a floor-length robe, C, a fishing fly, D, a dull grayish brown?
Good luck with that.
What the hell? What the hell?
Man, Papa Video was just reaching on this card.
Done. D-U-N.
D-U-N. Is it? Which of these is it not? A horse, a floor-length robe, a fishing fly, or a dull grayish brown?
Or shortcut on texting. a fishing lure.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
A floor-length robe.
What the hell?
Oh, a done.
Why is that a question?
What have you done?
Oh, what have you done for me lately?
I kept thinking of Gunga Din. It's not even the same thing.
No. That's just stupid.
What? A floor length done?
No, that's not.
That's not what it is.
Or my
I have to go out. I have to get up early and hook my line up to a done so I can catch a carp.
Right.
Oh, it is. Oh.
It is that. It's not a floor-length robe.
Oh. I was going to say.
It's a color of brown. I'm going to paint my house. Done.
Oof.
That doesn't mean I'm finished.
When he was a lad, Nick DiGilio enjoyed riding a dun.
I used to ride. I did. I used to ride duns.
Oh.
All right. Should we break here?
Let's get one more.
All right. One more in before the breaky.
Yes. Esmeralda, which of the following is part of a classic club sandwich? A, pastrami, C, club roll, D, white toast, D, mustard. Which of the following appears on a classic club sandwich? A, pastrami.
The white toast.
That is correct.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. I know my club sandwiches.
Clearly. club roll.
Yeah, I don't even know. Is that even a real thing?
You know what color a club roll is? Done.
By the way, 209's upset we forgot Randy and Tito.
Sorry.
Tito. You know, it could have been Tito, as in Tito Puente.
Tito Puente wasn't an actor.
Wasn't he in Mambo Kings?
His character was in Mambo Kings because he was a musician. He wasn't an actor. Tito Puente was a musician.
I would say he's an actor as well.
He wasn't.
If you would have thought of that, I would have given it to you.
That would have been great. I went, Tito Puente.
Oh, man. All right. All right. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. Skip is retiring. But I
wonder why.
I have a feeling he'll be back. He's going to go get his Tito Puente records. Yeah! We're back. And we're back! Esmeralda, look who's back from retirement. It's Skip Skipley. Hi, Skip.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good.
Did you enjoy your brief retirement?
I did. Listen to a little Tito.
Tito Puente? Or Tito Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The score right now is 2-1, and I am in the lead. And is the next question still? We're still on the same card, right?
Correct. We have two more on this card with your turn. What disco group had a hit in 1979 with Good Times?
Chic.
That is correct.
So it's a fly jam, too.
Mm-hmm. Esmeralda, man, tough draw today. What was the first name of Marlon Perkins' sidekick on Wild Kingdom?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pass.
Oh, you got multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
A, John. B, Jim. C, Sue. D, Andy. John, Jim, Sue, or Andy?
Sue.
That is incorrect.
Whatever.
Jim Fowler. Jim Fowler, regular guest on Johnny Carson's show. He was one of the guys that would bring out all the crazy animals, and Johnny would have monkeys pee on his head and stuff.
Oh, good.
Why do they call him the urine monkey? That was Krusty, when Krusty would have the monkey.
By the way, Jermaine Jackson's Dynamite.
That's the video you were thinking
yes.
of? Jermaine Jackson's Dynamite.
Lady Guards.
Okay. Good for Jermaine.
Yeah,
he was lucky enough to get into a prison where there was nothing but lady guards. All right, so that card's done, right?
Yep.
All right, 3-1, I'm in the lead. And now the cats and the army. I believe Dave Ennett has arrived with his feline army. There he is. He's in. He's in. He just gave us a signal from the sports department that the cats are ready.
It's full of cat scratchers.
We are about to hear Esmeralda give us a little ditty.
And that ditty is Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Okay. If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, something, let me know. If you, come on, baby, let it show. Do, 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 do.
Wow. 14 cats just jumped off the building.
Yeah.
Right now, but they can fly because they have the capes on.
Yeah, they're like flying squirrels.
Exactly.
They land on their feet anyway. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That too.
And the sports department just exploded with cats. So there we go. And Dave's shaking his head. He has so much patience with this bit, I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
All right.
To get this one, we'll have to do a little bit of a rapid fire here.
All right.
And Mr. DiGilio.
What?
In what quote-unquote pickup spot does Rod meet the sexy woman in this video? In what pickup spot does Rod meet the sexy woman in this video?
A bar?
That is correct.
Yeah. All right. Next.
Esmeralda, Rod married the ex-wife of what tan and sexy actor in 1979? In 1979, Rod married the ex-wife of what tan and sexy actor?
Oh, boy. I have no clue. Why do I want to say Christie Brinkley?
They're looking for her husband.
They're looking for her husband.
Oh, that dude. Yeah. Oh, man. He's the chicken guy. Yeah, I can't remember his name.
George Hamilton.
George Hamilton.
That's right.
All right. I didn't know that.
The chicken guy.
The chicken guy.
Rod performed Hot Legs with what hot-legged singer?
Tina Turner.
Yes.
All right.
made an appearance earlier in the show, I heard.
She did.
Oh, yeah. She
was
here. Showed up. Yeah. She left.
Welcome to Thunderdome.
Oh, she heard
she it? Just came in and left.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Took a kid. She flew out on a cat.
Esmeralda, multiple choice.
Yes.
What is the longest bone in the body? A, femur. B, humerus. C, tuberous. D, shin bone. We'll see if that AP biology class paid off.
Femur?
Femur is correct.
Yeah. Femur. Okay.
Mr. DiGilio.
Well, what happened now?
What model did Rod marry in 1990?
This is not multiple choice.
Nope.
Rachel Hunter?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. Okay.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. multiple choice. Webster's TV dad, Alex Karras, was a former lineman for what football team? A, Giants. B, Lions. C, Vikings. D, Rhode Island Warts. A, Giants. B, Lions. C, Vikings. D, Rhode Island Warts.
Lions?
Yes.
Yes, good job.
Wow. Was Dave telepathically telling you?
It was Dave did.
Actually, no. I slightly knew that only because I, at one point, was watching Webster and then decided to Wikipedia people on Webster.
Why did they go with Webster on that? He's Mongo in Blazing Saddles, for God's sake. Unless the Webster is a...
Well, in Webster, he was a football player.
No, I know. But I'm saying, the best role he ever had was Mongo
in
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, but that's why they're making that connection.
But whatever relation I had to George Hamilton. Because that was the...
So whatever relationship...
Maybe he guest starred on Webster.
Maybe he did guest star on Webster. I don't know. That was just weird.
Our final question.
Oh!
What were the backup singers for Ike and the Tina Turner Review called?
Oh, the Ikeettes.
That is correct.
Because everything had to be in his name. Such a jerk. Wow, Esmeralda, I beat you pretty good. It's 7-4. But your knowledge of Alex Karras was very impressive, I have to say.
Yeah.
I think the cats were impressed with that, too.
If there is a Trivial Pursuit of just him.
Just Alex Karras?
I would kill it. And Webster. It has to be Webster.
Mongo just pawn in Game of Life. That's my favorite Alex Karras line of all time. All right. Nice job, Esmeralda.
Yeah,
that was fun. Tomorrow is Fly Jams Friday. Get ready to spin on your head. And I'm not doing I'm not going to take any requests from me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do two for you and two for Dan tomorrow.
Okie dokie.
Or two for you and one for Dan.
Okay.
Well, there's only three
right.
during the course of the segment. So, and then we'll do that tomorrow. Jeff Tuckman.
Very nice.
You know, giving away, I'll tell you what we're giving away later. But we're giving away some cool stuff. All right, see you tomorrow.
See ya.
News is next.